Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. In for Chuck is Kevin Holden, CBS 58. What I typically do, a little behind the scenes, is you come up with the show topics, okay?
And yeah.
I keep a guide or a list of everything to talk about and all the news of the day.
It's an encyclopedia.
Thank you.
Call it what it is.
Thank you.
I've never scrolled so much in my life. Yes. I had to get finger surgery.
Thank you.
It's fun.
And I email
fun.
It, and it's just it's part of like a rundown of the show, but also things that I need to know and stats I can reference and stuff. So I sent it out yesterday around 6, and then all this baseball news happened. So I'm trying to keep track of everything that's going on. It looks like the Cardinals are going to sign Andrew Miller, which is a big signing for them. They've already got Goldschmidt. Joaquin Soria has signed with the, I believe, the A's.
Yep,
is that right?
That's right. 2-year deal.
And then the Brewers get in on the Corey Spangenberg sweepstakes. Adam McAlvey joins us, MLB.com, Brewers.com. Here's the deal with what I'm seeing from Brewers fans, and I echo the sentiment. We get it. We know that the Kane and Yelich stuff happened in January. Don't be worried. I mean, there's still plenty of time. But watching some of these other teams, especially the Cardinals, you start to get a little nervous that the Brewers are maybe not doing enough.
Well, that's why you're sitting at a microphone right now, and I'm sitting at my computer pecking away. And we don't run any sports teams. And the guys that run the sports teams are the ones who understand that there's a mountain of players available. And there's no extra credit for doing it early. You know, the part of this is the winter meetings are really interesting now, because the idea used to be that to get things moving in the offseason, you get everybody in the same room with a, you know, a bar full of liquor and a mountain of cigars. And, you know, deals would get done on napkins, you know, sitting at with a glass of bourbon. That's not how the sport operates anymore, because there's so much money involved. It's different kinds of GMs today. There's more front office people involved with all the data analysts. It's just a different animal. But yet we still do the winter meetings, which sort of makes this sweepstakes mentality a kind of baked into the off season. And there's some discussion about whether that should be moved, whether there should be some sort of, mandated quiet period like other sports do to get things moving earlier. They're just talking about ways to sort of change the way the off season is run to avoid this tension that we have now between this sweepstakes mentality of an event like the winter meetings that's live on television and the way that the offseason actually operates now, which is patience, patience, patience. So there is this tension. You mentioned it, though. The Brewers didn't make their big moves until very late last year. This stuff's all going later and later and later. And the only thing I'd say, if you're nervous about the Brewers signing players, is number one, they, unlike other teams, they just don't have the same types of holes to fill this particular winter. And number two, there's still a ton of players available at the positions that they need.
The other thing that sort of expands out the winter is the availability of free agents, because it's a top-down kind of market, and baseball is notorious for waiting to see what the best guys get so that the second tier of guys know what to ask for. And at the winter meetings, Scott Boras stands up on his boxes and goes, "Hey, we're still talking to people about Harper and Machado." And it's, and to me, I think that's a big part of this, the glacial movement in this particular offseason, is that Harper and Machado have to find their place, because that sets the money for everybody else, right?
Well, that is part of it, and the Scott Boras factor is always part of it every year. He is notorious for waiting until the very end to find the, you know, the very best deal for his guys, and way more often than not it works. Look, I just think, you know, everybody needs to change their mentality a little bit about the – here's another thing that's sort of the old school GM, the old, bourbon and cigars winter meetings versus the texting and Ivy League GM winter meetings. It used to be that your rival makes a move and then you'd counter it, right? Like you still sometimes see that reference. The Yankees make a move and people wonder, what are the Red Sox going to do next? That's not how teams do it anymore. Even the Yankees and Red Sox don't do that anymore. And that's partly that there's just a lot more information, I feel like, that goes into the way that teams build their rosters. It's way more data-driven. It is way, way less emotional. I've seen that change in just my relatively short time in baseball. And teams build their own teams the best way they feel like they know how, and they don't respond to what's going on around them. The fans respond to what's going around them, and we respond to what's going around, and that's what, you know, that's cool. That's good. And look, it strikes me that the Brewers happen to play in the only division in baseball with zero rebuilding teams. I don't think you can call the Reds rebuilding anymore. They've added already. They say they're going to continue to add. They want at least one more, pretty big name pitcher. The Pirates, I don't think you can say they're rebuilding when they had Chris Archer and midseason last year. There's no rebuilding clubs. So they are in a division where every team is to some degree going for it. So David Stearns needs to just do what he feels like is the best thing to build his roster. That means figuring out second base. That means they're definitely going to add to the bullpen. You know they're going to add some kind of a Wade Miley type, a bounce-back guy, a non-roster guy, some competitor or two or three to add to that starting pitching group, because they know from recent experience that it's not your you're not talking about a five-man rotation. You're talking about 8, 9, 10, last year 11 pitchers that started a game for the Brewers. So they're going to add all those pieces. It just doesn't – it didn't happen before Christmas, and – again, there's no rule that it has to. There's no extra credit for getting it done early. Sometimes it's almost a detriment to get it done early, because then, you could end up finding the same caliber of player late for a third of the price. And I think people don't like hearing this, but again, it's a factor. The payroll is a factor this particular winter. That can help them. Maybe, you can get two players for the price of what you would spend on one if you get it done before Christmas, just to satisfy some desire to answer what, say, the Cardinals are doing.
Talking with Adam McKelvey here, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. When I see Daniel Murphy sign with the Rockies, 2 years, $24 million, I'm not upset about that. I mean, I think that's a lot of money, and I don't think that the Brewers should have been in to play for him in the first place, so I'm fine with that. And when the Nationals go and sign the bevy of pitchers that they're acquiring, that, that's a team you play six times, I guess, or seven times, depending on the year. It is the Central that concerns me, and I mean, if David Stearns can be, and he's a pretty mild-mannered guy, but if he can watch what the Cardinals are doing, because that's what scares me. You've already got the Cubs, and to see the Cardinals acquire Andrew Miller, and then Paul Goldschmidt, who kills the Brewers at Miller Park, who you're going to face 19 times, what's worrying me about this whole offseason isn't, come on, Brewers, let's go do something. It is what the Cardinals are doing. So it is hard for me to not get all worked up because of what St. Louis is doing.
Yeah, but again, if you look at what the Brewers roster looks like right now, they built a team that has a lot of controllable assets. It's mostly the young pitching. Its players are on the diamond who are, multi-acquired partly because they would have them for multiple years. And Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich are obviously at the top of that list. So they went into this offseason, and Davidson said it from literally that first press conference, that this is going to be a different offseason from his rather active winters to begin his career as GM. It's following right along that script. I don't know, maybe I'm guilty of it too. Maybe when he said that, you kind of take it with a grain of salt as a little posturing that, they don't want everyone to feel they need to go out and make a bunch of moves. But look, it's played out that they really do feel like they don't need to make a lot of moves. This was a team that played within one win of the World Series. You definitely try to make that team better. But I think you also believe that the experience that some of your young players got in that postseason run is going to make them better. So if you, I think they feel like if they bring back the same roster that they finished last season with, minus their free agents, that they would be as good or maybe even a little better of a team just as is. And, you know, that's part of their calculus going into this offseason. And then you look at, you know, if there's a move, if a move presents itself or you find some kind of move that makes you better, well, then you move some of these pieces around. You subtract in order to add to make your club better in the end. But so far that they have really stood pat with the players that they have, and they're adding kind of at the margins. Alex Claudio is an interesting add to that bullpen. He's a guy that fits exactly the philosophy of how they ran the bullpen late. It's a multi-inning guy. You can use him in a variety of different roles. And he had some, you know, he had pretty good success in Texas in a tough ballpark to pitch. Then yesterday, Corey Spangenberg. I mean, this guy was like, we should have had him circled from the very beginning because he ticks all the boxes that they like. He's got a minor league option. He hits left-handed. He plays all over the diamond. It's a guy that really fits what they like. And right now, you could see maybe some kind of mix of playing time at second base. You got Spangenberg and then the righties in Saladino and Hernan Perez. And then you continue to look. And there are still, like I said, just a ton of good established second basemen. And if you get into the point in the offseason where you get one of those guys for, you know, 1 year and an option or something like that, you can jump at it. And now you've got a more established guy to put in that. Perez and Spangenberg become more utility types, which they can, they're perfectly capable of doing because they can play all over. And now you've got, you know, a pretty good bridge to Keston Hira or Mauricio Dubon. So I think that they feel like patience is the way to go this particular offseason. And it doesn't make for great talk radio. It doesn't make for great content on Brewers.com. But they feel like it's going to make for better content for all of us when they get back to playing baseball next year.
Well, and if they, you know, so if Spangenberg is there and that's their guy for a couple of months or a short time at second, it's one thing. But the whole off season is, you know, we want to get impatient about something, and second base has become the hot button topic, and everybody wants to see DJ LeMahieu, and they want that contract. That, based on what you just said, I would imagine that's not something they're thinking about right now.
Well, I would say it's unlikely. If Daniel Murphy gets 2 years, $24 million, do you have LeMahieu above or below Daniel Murphy?
He's above, in my mind.
I agree. So, you know, are you going to invest $25 million plus at a position where you feel like you have Dubon coming back from ACL surgery? And by the way, Mauricio Dubon is a fantastic Twitter follower right now.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He read those David Stearns comments at the winter meetings where Stearns has already said Keston Hira is not going to be the opening day second baseman. That's totally logical. The guy has zero at-bats at AAA. But he also said that Mauricio Dubon is going to start in the minor leagues coming back from ACL surgery, which I guess is also logical. You want to get the guy a chance to get his legs back under him, get some at-bats. But Dubon has, like, taken this, it appears, as a fire underneath him. And his tweets, you know, he showed himself hitting, and the captions are fantastic. Yesterday he posted a video of him turning double plays. I put that in my story about the Spangenberg signing so people can go check it out. But this looks like a very motivated player. So one of those guys looks really, you know, like a solid option for the Brewers at second base in the long term. The question is, how do you get to them? And whether that's 2 months into the season or more, that's kind of what they're looking at. So I just think that it's maybe, because it's their most open spot on the roster, I get why it's getting a lot of attention. But I think maybe it's worth remembering that they're just looking for a bridge to these prospects. They feel pretty confident that those two players are going to be a big part of the plan for many years to come. And, you know, investing, you know, say make $25 million, the magic number, in a guy when you have these two players that are going to be minimum salary players for the first 3 years they get up, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And those assets are probably better spent on, you know, for example, building another killer bullpen. And I think that's on the radar a little bit. And again, second base, relief pitching, those are the areas where there are the most players available. And there's going to be opportunities to get some good prices if you're able to be a little bit patient. And it's just very clear that the Brewers are going to be very patient.
Adam, appreciate it. Have a good Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you when something happens.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so the week before the Brewers on deck.
That's when it happens, right?
We'll talk to you.
I'll tell you something's going to happen. I go skiing with a group of friends every year.
Yeah.
That is the magic week every year. It's like right in the middle of January. So you can circle that. I'll send you the dates. You can circle that on your calendar. And that's when all the action will happen.
All right. We'll talk to you then. Happy holidays, bud.
See ya.
Adam McKelvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.